Good morning, everybody, and hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. This is Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're a show, obviously, hopefully, you know, about boating and marinas, and we've been on the air for a couple years now, it seems. We're at our new location here at the Big Q. I'm sorry, not the Big Q anymore. It's now the Killer Bee, but I think you'll still see the Big Q stuff out there a little bit. But it's the Killer Bee, 95.9 FM, and we are on the air live. Not really, just joking. We're pre-recording this on a Thursday. You're going to hear it live, hopefully, on a Saturday morning, and you can hear all the pre-recorded shows on the website also. And to my port side.
Hey, I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a three-generation owned and operated marina. We've been around for about 60-some years, I guess. 60, well, do the math, right?
I'm not doing any math.
1957 we were established, so 61 years, right, as of right now, I guess. Hopefully my math is
right. I think you're there.
All right, perfect. Again, I'm Eric Wolf, co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We do rent slips to the general public, so we're not a private or condoed type marina. If you have a boat in the size of 18 to 50 foot, chances are we might have a place for you. Hopefully we will have a place for you. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Our email address would be info@wolfmarine.net. So, again, give us a call, 651-439-2341.
And if you were in the recording studio, you would have called me up because I said Eric was on my port side. And he didn't even catch that.
No, you're right. I absolutely didn't.
He's on that other side. What's it called?
The starboard side.
There you go. You go. So I got didn't get called off for that. And I didn't really say too much information about Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And even Eric knows how to spell that last name. It's Tetzlaff. So you don't mess up when you Google it. We sell and list the houseboats and cruisers and yachts and all kinds of boats. We're located downtown Stillwater at 575 Main Street North. And we're right on the river almost. I can throw a rock. I'm bragging if I could throw a rock, I guess. Almost throw a rock and hit the river. And it would bounce off the ice because it's basically all frozen over almost.
It's just a pitch and wedge away.
There you go. There you go. Is that a golf term?
I take it you're not a golfer.
I don't golf. I don't have time to golf. I'm always working. Come on now. My clients know that I'm always in the office or out in the field trying to sell and list boats.
Well, I have to admit that I do take off during golf season every Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I go chew the course up because I'm not a great golfer, but I do enjoy to do it when I have the chance to get out and do it.
No, you have to have some time off and take some time. And Eric and I were talking about the little things that we like to do when we're not in the boating business, which isn't too often because you're listening to two of the hardest workers in the field of boating. These guys are always doing something with their docks. In fact, I think you're doing something with some docks right now, aren't you?
We are. Right now, we're in the process of replacing one of our docks. It would be G-Dock, and G-Dock has slips ranging in size from 18. We have 18-foot slips, 22-foot slips, and 26-foot slips. So I think most of them are already sold out. However, I believe there's at least one, maybe two slips that are still available on a brand new dock. Don't delay if you want to try to get in on that. I think the 18-footers are going to be nearly impossible to get into at this point in time, but 22s and 26s, I think there might be at least one left of each size there. Don't delay. Give Ashley a call down at the marina, 651-439-2341. She can give you the pricing on it and availability.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, if you go to my website, you'll see that I have a good list of boats in that size that will fit in those slips. And obviously, I've got some bigger boats that'll fit in your up to 50 foot. And how far out can they stick?
We'll allow a 2 foot overhang on them.
Yep. Okay, all right. And that gives everybody enough room on either side to get in and out.
That's right. Yep. Okay. You know, and it depends upon like the bigger slips, like we were talking about the 40s, 50s, 35s, and even some of the 30s will allow some overhang on them. There are spots in the harbor like the 18 footers and some of the 22s where we won't allow any overhang, just simply because we don't feel it's fair to your neighbor there that for maneuvering in a tight spot and safety of the boats, so people aren't bouncing off each other's boats there.
Definitely. So, yep. Hey, you know, I don't know. Have you ever heard of a boat called the Motion Marine?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, it's a kind of like a fishing boat. It's an aluminum. I just listed one. It's a 24 footer. It's an 04 with a little diesel in there, and it's got a diesel kicker. It's a jet boat, actually.
Oh,
and a diesel jet boat. You haven't seen too many of them around?
I haven't seen any that I can recall.
Yeah. Well, this boat was up in Duluth. They used it. They brought it home now. It's out not too far from Stillwater, and they want to sell it. They're asking $35,000 for it. But, again, it's a diesel jet boat with a diesel kicker on it. Nice, cool-looking boat. It's on our website. When he called, yeah, I hadn't heard of it either, but I looked it up online, and they really it's a really solid-looking built boat.
Yeah, and, you know, that would be one that I'd really enjoy having at the harbor there. And it would go into a 26-foot slip, very nice. And I do know that I have some 26-foot slips available.
Good, good. Well, let's work on getting that bad boy down there.
Absolutely.
So if anybody's interested in that, you got to call us, 651-214-9463, or the website, or I'm sorry, the email is jat787@cs.com. Hey, and we've got the boat show coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
I am particularly going to be in booth 1425, Minneapolis Boat Show. I believe it's January 24th is when
yep.
it starts, if,
yep.
if I remember right. So we hope to see everybody down there that's interested in boating. And I think John and I'll probably have some tickets that we'll be giving away. I know I will for sure.
We will.
So maybe later on in the show here, we'll mention, or at least I will mention what I would expect to from you to get those free tickets.
Exactly. Well, we're going to work with the station here. Maybe we can do some kind of giveaway. I'm putting these guys on the spot because we haven't talked to them about it yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what we can work out there. But yeah, definitely January 24th. It goes through that Thursday through Sunday. You know, hours are online at the Minneapolis Boat Show. And again, yeah, we're going to definitely give away some free tickets for that. And, you know, we're in booth 78. We've been there for about 5 years now. And I can look directly to my right and see Wolf Marine in their booth, and we give signs and things like that to each other. So definitely,
yeah.
Come on out and check us out.
Yeah, he definitely has the best view of the boat show, you know, just right across, right to me.
Yeah, well, hey, what can you say? anyway, hey, you know, I wanted to mention again that, you know, I opened up another office down in Prescott at Miss Croy Marina. Kind of down there where the Mississippi and the St. Croix meet. They're a little bit south of that junction. What's the actual word, confluence? Is that what it is?
I think we could use that.
Yeah, all right. That's a big word for me.
It would be the confluence of the St. Croix, if I
yeah.
remember right.
Yep, okay. So anyway, open up an office down there and looking to hire get an independent contractor to be a broker down there and kind of sell boats out of the office. The office is all set up. It's, you know, it's got the computer and the printer and all kinds of that stuff. And it's in an office right across from the manager of the marina down there and looking to hire somebody. So if anybody out there is interested, kind of the prerequisites that I'm looking for is, you know, I'd like the minimum of a 2-year college degree, be subject to a background check, and that would include work education and a drug screen. You know, sales background would be nice. Travel is required. Customer service is huge. And, you know, you do some performing follow-ups with buyers and sellers. Computer skills, I guess I don't need to say that in this day and age, but obviously is a definite requirement.
And I would think a good knowledge of boats.
Well, I guess I didn't say that, but yes, boating knowledge would be definitely a plus. You know, and people look at me when I say I'm going to do a drug screen, and, you know, sending somebody out on a boat with a family or a wife and a kid because the husband's out there working, I want to make sure that I'm comfortable in the fact that I know that this person that's out there is a good person and not going to be subject to any negatives that you can read about in the paper all too often. So we want to make sure that the person that's going to be out there, whether it be male or female, is the best possible person, and I'm comfortable knowing that they're out there representing Tetzloff Yacht Sales.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think high integrity there, it says something about you. You're not going to go out and hire just anybody. You want somebody that's going to do a good job representing Tetzloff Yacht Sales.
Yeah, and it's like you guys. I mean, you guys are honest. Your integrity is up off the scale, and I want to make sure that that's where we are. And then I think, over the years, I know that that's what I push for, treating everybody equal, whether it's a $5,000 boat or a $500,000 boat, treating everybody the same. And obviously, everybody's human, and there's going to be a little nick in the relationship, maybe very rare, but I learned from that and make sure that that person that felt slighted is happy after I talked to them and try to make up for any slight.
Yeah, and John and I were talking about that on the way over here somewhat, that not all people are on the same page at times. So, both of us do anything we can to right or wrong. If something isn't right, we'll do what we can to make it right and come up with a good solution for both parties.
Exactly. Life's too short, and the industry is a small community. Everybody knows everybody, and hopefully word gets around that Wolf and Tetzloff Yacht Sales are the people to deal with to take care of business. So boat show is going to be cool. That's hopefully we'll get a lot of the weather will cooperate, and we won't have any snowstorms and cold weather and any other competing concerts or anything that's going on it looks like maybe the Vikings won't be as good as they were last year, so we won't have to worry about the Super Bowl, although that's not the date, but playoffs, who knows, right?
Yeah, you never know, right?
Talking to a guy from Wisconsin, but I think he's a Viking guy.
I am a Viking fan.
So anyway, looks like we're coming up on the end of the first half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, my name's John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 651-214-9463. Email is jat787@cs.com, and the website is tetzloffyachtsales.com.
And I'm Eric Wolf, co-owner Wolf Marine. We're located 2 miles, no, 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater. Where did that come from? I'm not sure. Again, 651-439-2341. Wolfmarine.net is the website. info@wolfmarine.net is our email. Stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a 3-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
What? Welcome back. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, I am Eric Wolf, the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. If you have a boat ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot, you want to get on the St. Croix for a great summer fun of boating on the St. Croix. Give us a call, 651-439-2341.
And my name is John Tetzloff. I'm on the port side of Eric, and I'm with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463. Check out our Facebook page. We have some great information on there. We do other social media. Well, we do all the other social media, too. So if you're into Pinterest and all that other stuff, check it out. I forget to keep mentioning, but I did a couple YouTube videos back in the day, and I think Eric, were you on both of them?
I don't recall. I'm not sure. Yeah. Tell me about these YouTube videos.
Well, you can go online and put Big Boating on Minnesota Waters is what it was called, and it was a cable show that was recorded in Stillwater, and I know you were on at least one of them.
Yep.
And I think I had the bridge guys on there for the Stillwater crossings and some other people on there, but kind of cool. Check it out. I mean, it was called Big Boating on Minnesota Waters. Did a couple shows, and who knows, maybe down the road we'll do, maybe Eric and I'll get on board and do a few more videos.
Yeah, and if I remember it, I might have been on at least two.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're out there. Check it out. My other concern is, we've been doing this show for a while, and I think Eric and I both put in our request of certain colored M&Ms and food that should be laid out here for the big shots when they come in. And, I haven't seen any of that yet.
Yeah, it's the superstars.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Come on now. All right. He's not going to say anything over there. But anyway, hey.
M&Ms will be available next time.
All right.
Green ones. Green ones only.
All right. I like pasta, too. Don't you like pasta?
I wished I could have pasta.
M&Ms and pasta for a brand new boat. How about that?
There you go. All right. So anyway, I wanted to mention some of the other platforms that I'm on anyway. And, besides yachtworld.com and boats. .com where you can find Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We do advertise in Scuttlebutt magazine. Like I said, we do the Facebook page. It's Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook. Do Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, Instagram, and also advertise on Craigslist. So Tetzloff Yacht Sales can be found on all those. And you guys are probably on some of that stuff too.
Yeah, I don't get involved in a lot of the social media myself. I let Ashley do that. I'm not a social media person. It's quite unfortunate, but Ashley does a lot of that for me because I frankly don't know much about it.
All right. Well, I worked with Ashley a little bit here to work on some of that stuff. Also wanted to mention the fact, I think I already mentioned the new office down in Prescott. Did I mention that I was the 2018 Boat Dealer of the Year?
Boy, that sounds familiar, eh?
Yeah.
Maybe you might have mentioned that once before.
Yeah, I don't know if I did or not, but yeah, I was voted, I should say Tetzloff Yacht Sales was voted Boat Dealer of the Year for 2018. Yeah. It was pretty cool. In fact, I don't know if I mentioned this, the person that was kind of telling all the winners that they were winners emailed me a couple times that I think I probably thought was spam, and she finally called me and said, are you interested in accepting the award? And I said, yeah, I guess I'll take it. So anyway, I almost didn't get it because I thought it was spam. I'm thinking, huh? What is this? I thought it was spam. Anyway, you've seen spam and all kinds of things that say, hey, you just won $1 million
right.
A year.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
And I'd like to congratulate you on that. That's quite the achievement.
Yeah.
And I know I've said it before, but, you're the only one that got that award.
Dang right.
That's something to be said there, and congratulations.
Well,
on that.
Maybe my association with Wolf Marine probably may have helped in that, too.
Well, I'd like to think that.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Wolf Marine, you guys let let me use one of your docks as a sales dock. I call it wet storage for boaters, and they're able to bring in their boat. We'll put it in the slip. They can't use the boat, but you know they can work on it, keep it clean, you know, fire it up, make sure the engines, you know, tune them up and do whatever they want. But it's nice. They can go down that dock and they can walk around and see some boats for sale. I call it wet storage.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's there to be sold. So if you have a boat that, if it's sitting in your yard or sitting in a storage lot somewhere, it doesn't make any sense. It's really tough to sell a boat, no matter what it is, sitting on land. This gives you the opportunity to get the boat into the water where people can see it. It can be shown much better on the water than it can on land. People get the feel of it, even the little bit of rocking motion that you might get from being in the water. Hey, that gives you the feel of boating in my mind, and get it in the water, get it listed with John. It's a minimal price on that. It's basically about the same price as land storage, something like that. But the boat is in the water where it can be shown. People can get on it, get the feel of boating, and hopefully get the boat sold and hopefully have a spot at our harbor for it.
That's right. I think there's been a few times where the boat's been sold there and they were able to just kind of keep it right where it was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was nice.
That helps both of us. I mean, it helps the new owner out. They have a place to stay. They don't have to, look other places to try to find a spot. It helps you out because it's an easy sell. It makes your job, I think, a little easier. It makes our job a little easier. And then we're going to have a happy new customer.
Yep. It's a win-win for everybody.
It is.
And the other thing is that, the boat's plugged into electricity. It's plugged into shore power.
Yep.
So all the systems can be fired up, your refrigerator, the battery chargers, charging the batteries. And we can go on there and I can show them how air conditioning and all that stuff works. So it's a good deal.
And the boat's ready to be test drove. Once you come up with an agreement on price and so on and so forth with the what would be the former owner.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for you to get on the boat and go for a test drive with it.
Exactly. And again, as mentioned in previous shows, the only time we're going to back that boat out of the slip is if we do have an offer that the seller has accepted with a deposit, and that's the sea trial.
Yeah, and then you also would go with the owner mm-hmm. of the boat.
I'm always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm there till the end. But I like to have the owner there to drive the boat. As I stated in other shows, they know the boat a little bit better than I do. For me to get on so many different boats and drive them, it doesn't make sense because the controls are different. I mean, sometimes it's a single, sometimes it's a twin, sometimes there's two controls, sometimes there's four.
Well, I can even tell you just from the fall pullout, just me getting on the boats to get them ready to come out of the water. Just try to find a battery switch sometimes, and that's little things that the owner of the boat's going to know exactly mm-hmm. where they are and things that you're going to need to know as a new owner.
Yeah, that's a big one for me when I'm going on boats and showing them or having to do whatever is finding that dang battery switch, finding the keys. Okay, the key for the cabin door is here. Well, you go looking for that cabin door key and it's not there. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah,
with a client.
You've got a client there, and
I'm digging around. I don't tear things apart, but I'm opening everything, trying to find it. And I've got some master keys that work most of the time, but when they don't, and I can't find that key, it's a little frustrating. But we manage. We get around it.
Yeah, and I bet it doesn't happen very often.
No. We wanted to also mention, too, that, when you go to the Killer Bee website, if you wanted to hear the show live, say on that Saturday morning, if for some reason you're out of town and you don't want to miss the show, and you can just, take your phone or your laptop or whatever and go to the website, and you can hear it live right there, and it's coming through crystal clear. If you wanted to hear our previous shows that we've done on, with the Killer Bee and the Big Q, they'll have all those shows on there, too. What's real nice, they'll also have our former shows that we did with KLBB in Stillwater. They were nice enough to put all those shows, and I think the number was 46.
46 shows, wow.
Yeah,
time goes by.
46 shows we did there, so you can go on there.
So all the archive shows will still be at BigQRadio.com, but if you want to listen to it live Saturday morning on the internet, that's at KillerBRadio.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you have to go to that separate set to hear the KLBB shows? Okay, but the previous shows that we've done here will be on The Killer Bee?
BigQRadio.com. So all your live shows, Saturday morning at 8, will be at KillerBeeRadio.com. But anytime we podcast your show, that's going to be at BigQRadio.com still.
Okay. And then the one that we do, the most recent show that we do on a Saturday morning, when will that be put on?
The podcast of the new shows will be posted Monday morning.
On the Big Q, BigQRadio.com. And I'm going to put that on my website. I'm going to put that on the Facebook page, too. And I think probably Ashley will do that for you guys.
Yep, I will make sure that Ashley does that for us.
Yeah, because there's some good old shows that, well, I can't say old. I mean, they're, what, a year old?
Yeah, maybe
KLBB. Yeah, maybe two at the most. Yeah. So, and there's some cool shows there, and some of those guests that we had on, we're going to have back to give us some updates. In fact, I think we had that person from the Lake Pepin Alliance that came on a second time.
Yep. Yeah, that was nice to have her back. And also, I think we're going to have some good guests coming up here. I think we're going to probably talk about the boat blisterings. Some boats have boat blistering problems. We're going to have someone on talking about that. And also, we're looking, and I think we have a lead on a liveaboard person, and we'd like to talk to somebody on that. So the challenges and advantages and so on and so forth of living on your boat. So that'll be coming up. So, you know, stay tuned to the radio station here at The Killer Bee, 95.9, and we're going to have some great upcoming shows.
And again, if you can't, for some reason, if you're out of town and you're just not quite getting that station in, go to their website. You can hear it live, and you can hear all the previous shows at thebigqradio.com. Or is it Big Radio?
BigQRadio.com.
Okay. I should have this stuff written down in front of me. You know, you think you can remember it all, but hey, once you hit that age of 25, things start sliding, right?
Yeah. Is it 25? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
There's a reason why you don't remember, because it was longer than 25 years ago.
Dang right.
That you hit that 25.
Well, hey, people, we appreciate you listening. We really do. This is a great show, talking about some boating and marina information, hearing some stories. And, you know, if you have anything you want us to talk about, definitely contact us and let us know what you want to hear, and we'll definitely talk about it and get it on the air. So anyway, John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463, JAT787 at CS.com. And Eric?
Eric Wolf, Wolf Marine. We are, the real address is 514 Alder Street East in Stillwater. And of course, we're just 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, basically intersecting the Highway 95 and 96, coming up by boat, which would be tough right now because there's a lot of ice out there, but we're at mile marker 24 and a half. You can reach us at 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And we certainly appreciate you listening to our show. And hopefully you'll stay tuned and listen again here in 2 weeks. Hopefully we'll have a good guest on then. And we're anxious to see you coming back here. And again, we're at The Killer Bee at 95.9 FM. Again, hopefully we'll hear you or see you here in 2 weeks.